Dear friends in Christ, welcome on this eve of our National Day of Thanksgiving. As a nation, we recognized years ago that God had abundantly blessed us and established us as a nation, and many were thinking about God's goodness and wanting to give Him thanks. Maybe not quite so much today in our nation, but may we return to that. It's always good to acknowledge the Almighty God and give Him our thanks. Today, I want to focus on some new reasons for us to give thanks. When we think about giving thanks, we have kind of the normal things where God gives us food to eat and we say thanks. Or God carries us through a long and difficult day, and at the end of the day, what are we doing? What should we be doing? We are giving thanks to God. Or maybe we come down with a serious illness. God carries us through. God heals our bodies, and we give thanks to God. Those are kind of normal ways to give thanks to God. Again, I want to consider some new reasons to give thanks to God today. This is going to be a different sermon than I've really ever preached before, but I hope you find it, though, to be a blessing. You can see there with the image at the bottom, it's a little bit small, but this is really the key Bible verse for today. Here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says, "In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So in everything, give thanks. Is that even possible? Well, I gave you a little bit of a hint of that when I spoke to the children, and now I want to go further on that topic. So first of all, this first section is called Blind to Blessings. Have you ever stepped outside on a dark, clear night and failed to look up and to see the amazing sky that God has provided for us on every single dark night? I want you to know how amazing it is. Going back to day 4 of creation, that is when the Bible says that He made the stars. How awesome is that? I want you to understand that on a clear night, you can be anywhere in the world in a place that is dark, and you can look up at the sky and you will see over 2,000 stars. Any place in the world, that will happen. Why is that? What good are all those stars that are up there? God tells us in Psalm 19:1, the Bible tells us the heavens declare the glory of God. Are we missing that? I know I miss it a lot of times. I'm not looking up and seeing and marveling at our awesome God. May God help us to do that. A lot of times we can be blind to God's amazing creation. My advice for you and for me is that we would maybe slow down a little bit. We would pay attention a little bit more, and we would give proper, hearty thanks to God. In this next section, it's called an obsession to give thanks. I want to tell you a story about a man named Don Vickers. He was an Oregon police officer, and he was traveling to California along with a number of other people, and they were riding on motorcycles, and they came across this construction site kind of all of a sudden. They had to stop quickly, and for Don Vickers, he had to lay his motorcycle down at a high speed. He ended up with a broken shoulder, broken ribs, and a collapsed lung. A passerby happened to see what was going on and stopped by to help, and this was a woman, and she introduced herself as Sally, and she was a registered nurse. So she cradled him in his pain and assured him that help was on the way. When the paramedics arrived, his injuries were so serious, he had to be airlifted to the hospital and spent 10 days in the hospital. When he recovered, he was obsessed in finding this lady, Sally, in order to thank her for being such a blessing to him at his great time of need. In order to try to locate her, he put an ad in the local paper, and it said, if anybody out there knows a woman named Sally who is a registered nurse, here's my phone number. Please call me and let me know. I want to go and thank her for the great blessing she was to me. So he was obsessed with wanting to say thank you to this woman named Sally. What has the Lord done for us? Well, he's given us life in our bodies. Think about maybe the opposite, going to a funeral home and seeing a body, and yet there is no life in it. A big difference in comparison to us right now. Let us give thanks to God for life in our bodies. We have an abundance of food, clothing, and shelter. We are so blessed here in the United States of America. Let us give thanks to God. And then we have eternal life through Jesus. Wow, what a great blessing. We know we have sinned. We know we don't deserve eternal life. We know we can't earn eternal life. But yet, by God's grace, he has gifted us with eternal life. Let us recognize that and give thanks. He has also done so much more for us. May God help us to be a little bit like Don Vickers, and let us be obsessed with giving thanks to our great God. The next section here, we're talking about the topic of growing gratitude. I want to talk a little bit here about gardening and about this topic of companion plants. I don't know if you know much about that or not. I didn't until recently, but I had a man at my house about a month or so ago, maybe a couple months ago now. Anyway, I had these three pine trees planted in my front yard, and they weren't doing very well, and he told me those trees don't really like each other, and they don't like to be planted close together because they were different kinds. Like, I had no idea about that, but with what he said, though, it made perfect sense because they weren't doing very well together. Well, what I found out is that some flowers and vegetables and herbs, they grow really well together. They don't just tolerate each other. Actually, they encourage one another's health and fruitfulness. So they do good together. They're called companion plants. Well, I want you to know that the same is true in our lives when we think about faith, humility, and thankfulness. So those are what we might call companion practices. So they support and they sustain each other. As one increases, so the others also increase. Let me give you an example of that. So with faith, faith is given to us by God, and faith is in Jesus for the purpose of receiving the eternal benefits he won for us through his perfect living and sacrificial dying. Well, what about humility? Well, as our faith grows, we're also growing in our humility. Now, what does it mean to grow in our humility? It means that we are growing in our reliance on the Almighty God. So the more we understand, the more we believe, the more we're understanding, we can't do it, but God can do it, and we are relying more on the Almighty God. And then when it comes to the topic of thankfulness, as we grow in our faith and we grow in our humility, we're also going to grow in our understanding of God's love, God's power, God's control, and God's provision. And as we ponder all those things, what's going to be the result? We're going to grow in our attitude of gratitude. So can you see how as plants can be companion plants, so these wonderful characteristics of being a Christian, those can also grow and become more and more wonderful. May God work that in each of us. And then part four here, thankful in the storm. So another story here I want to share with you. So there was a man And he had been to this church and heard this preacher, and he wanted his friend to come with him to the church and hear the preacher. And he said to his friend, "I've never heard a more thankful preacher." That's the reason why he wanted to come and hear. So on a particular night, the two men decided they're going to travel to the church and hear this preacher. But on that particular night, though, it was a very bad storm they were driving through, and they're kind of thinking, we're going to go, but probably nobody else is going to be there. They finally got to the little country church, and they could see the pastor there up front. And the stranger said to his friend, he said, "He has nobody here to preach to. There's a storm outside. It looks like we will have a flood. He won't have anything to be thankful for tonight." That was his attitude. His friend said to him, "Yes, he will. He'll thank God for something." What's going to happen here? When the preacher stood up, he bowed his head and prayed. "Dear Lord, it is stormy outside. It looks as if the roads will wash away before we can get out of the church tonight. It is an awful storm, but we're thankful that it is not always this way." So even though everything seemed to be bad, he was thankful that things were not always that way. Whenever we find ourselves in a really bad situation, let us be thankful that life is not always that way. So this is the Bible passage I mentioned earlier, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So we can think of all kinds of ways to apply this. Now, I think you guys know that I'm not a big fan of snow. So if we got 6 inches of snow, my normal response would be, "I'm disappointed. How should I change? How should I be different?" If we get 6 inches of snow, I should be crying out to God with thanksgiving that we did not get 12 inches of snow. Or let's say somebody comes down with cancer. Cancer can be a scary thing, but if we're diagnosed with, let's say, stage 1 or 2 cancer, let's give thanks to God that we're not being diagnosed with stage 3 or 4 cancer. So there's all kinds of reasons to give thanks, even when it seems like a bad situation. Oh, this next one here, number 5. So does anybody know about Matthew Henry? Matthew Henry lived a long time ago. He wrote a 6-volume set of commentaries on the entire Bible. So quite a Bible scholar, having gone through the entire Bible and wrote these commentaries. Well, this is a story about his life. The famous Bible expositor was once accosted by thieves and robbed of his pocketbook. That's what they called it a long time ago. So he wrote these lines in his diary. I thought this is so instructive for us. He wrote in his diary, "Let me be thankful first that I was never robbed before." So this was the first time. "Hey, I'm thankful I was never robbed before. Second, let me be thankful that because although they took my purse, they did not take my life. Third, let me be thankful that although they took my all, it really was not that much." And then the fourth one I like the best here. "Let me be thankful because it was I who was robbed and not I who robbed." So I thought those are 4 like really amazing ways to be thankful. He could have easily turned it in such a negative way. He should have said, "Lord, you know how much I love you. You know how much I love your word. You know how much I'm trying to live for you. Why didn't you protect me from being robbed?" I mean, he could have gone in that direction, but he didn't, though. He came up with 4 amazing ways to give thanks to God. May God help us to be more that way, too. Here's the last one. Think and give thanks. If we happen to be traveling on a train and the train goes off the rails and it's an accident, maybe we're kind of sore and injured, but we would be thankful if we had no broken bones. Make sense? Well, shouldn't we be even more thankful when we're traveling on a train and there is no accident? How often do we arrive at home in our driveway and we've not gotten in an accident? Are we thanking God? Probably not. Let's say we had kind of a near miss on an accident, we would be thanking God. So let's understand that when things go well, that is the blessing of God, so let us give him thanks. The final one here, very related. Let's say we're in a situation where we're doing okay, and then we fall into poverty, and life is so hard. Maybe we're working a different kind of job. Maybe we're even homeless. And then let's say with the blessing of God, now we're back again living life like we were before. Certainly, we would be thankful for that great blessing. However, though, shouldn't we even be more grateful if we're in a good situation now and we never fall into poverty and we're still in a good situation? Isn't that even greater reason to give thanks? Well, I've shared a lot of different things with you today. I know as I went over this information, it grabbed a hold of me. Sometimes maybe I'm not the most thankful person, but it gave me some new reasons to give thanks. And I hope with what you heard today, it's given you also some new reasons to give thanks. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, since you know and do all that is best, we pray that you would work within us to recognize your blessings and express our hearty thanks. Help us to do so when you have given us a gift, and help us to also do so when you have kept us from national crisis, when you have kept us from physical harm, when you have kept us from spiritual ruin. Help us to keep giving you thanks in every circumstance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.